fires.
Here we go. 923 here at the Voice of the Valley. Doing up Friday, and we always wrap things up with this segment. Fastly becoming very, very popular, talking with CHI St. Francis CEO and President Terry Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I got to apologize. It's freezing in here.
Oh, that's
okay.
And
I don't know why.
And I have to thank you, because when I turned at the corner by the restaurant Wilkin, you know, that four-way stop?
Yeah.
It was green lights all the way. So, I mean, you were welcoming from
corner.
Well,
getting you in here quick.
Right?
That is my goal.
Hey, perfect.
You and I are going to take a detour today.
Absolutely.
Something we both attended yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get your perspective on our chamber banquet, or our chamber awards banquet that we were both at yesterday. You
right.
go first.
So, you know, when I was thinking of what I wanted to talk about and how grateful I am with everything that's going on at St. Francis, but I did go to the chamber banquet yesterday, the annual awards. And let me tell you, Katie and Jordan did a fantastic job, and there was just so many key points that just kept coming to the top of my head. And to realize, to be a member of the chamber and what that chamber has done and what they do and moving forward, the ambassadors and everybody else, it resonates to every business in town. So without the chamber doing that hard work, you know, it affects my business. So I really wanted to shout out. But some of the key takeaway, Bills, is like that the Dr. Strand received the Lifetime Achievement Award. How perfect for that.
Yeah.
You know, that resonated, because Dr. Strand is such a wonderful person.
And has been so passionately committed to his career.
Right.
He's my doctor.
You know, oh, well, yeah. Shout
keeps
out
me
to
healthy.
Dr. Strand.
Anybody could keep me healthy.
Yes. And, yeah. You know, we were nominated for the nonprofit, but when they announced that Richland Wilkin Food Pantry got it, how deserving. I mean, they're volunteer people.
Yeah.
And then they also got the Mark, what is it?
Mark Weary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Award for $500 to go to their backpack program. You know, so it was just astounding. And then to listen to everybody who did their talk and what they had to say. You know, Bill, I'm probably taking your show away. You chime in. But, you know, and
no,
the
I'm
Chamber
just
Bucks, they spent, the community had purchased $16,000 in Chamber Bucks last year. You know, and folks, that's money coming back to the community.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and it had been up from the year before.
And I know, because we have our Chamber Chat, and I talk with Katie every Monday. And she comes in here, and she just, like you, she just blasts through it and is always looking forward. And it's like, okay, well, if this didn't work as well, how do we change it and make it work?
Right.
You know,
right.
And that kind of follows your pattern, too, and in what you've done
mm-hmm.
In your role, too. So it's like, I love seeing all this forward movement. And she would be the last one to stand up and take a bow. But between her and Jordan, they just get it done.
Oh, man.
You know?
Like I said, the group that we brought with from St. Francis, we couldn't stop talking all the way back to the hospital on you know, the comments. And the gentleman or the lady, Judy Cummings, 2 years in a row got most valuable ambassador.
Yeah.
I mean, she is, you do see her all over the place. She's got that familiar face.
Makes the rounds, you know, just makes
so,
rounds
you know,
and again.
So you guys, if you run into these individuals in the community, you know, you need to shout out, because these are phenomenal awards. I mean, this is our community. This is what we're accomplishing, you know, Bill. And I need to talk about the NDSCS, the culinary arts students.
Yes,
and that
yes,
meal.
Absolutely. Light up
I
on
mean,
that because
was,
the meal, yeah.
It, you know, and they were like the first year students. They were three, what did Chef Benjamin Whitmore say? He said that they were in like their third quarter or, you know, three-fourths done with the program or with their first year.
First year, and they're
was,
making stuff like that.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh, it was that. Prime pork or whatever. I'm not good at with cuts, but it was really
the pork
good.
Loin, yeah.
The pork loin, yeah. And real mashed potatoes. I mean, you could tell they were really mashed potatoes, and the green beans and the Caesar salad, you know, and that dessert. Like, I'm not tiramisu dessert, and I seen it and I thought, let's go. But that mousse that was in there and that sponge
cake. It was delicious. Yeah, it was very good.
I mean, I was eyeing the table for somebody that wasn't eating theirs, and they were all gone.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Yeah, it was delicious. And then to listen to what he had to say about their Sixth Street Eatery restaurant
mm-hmm.
that, you know, is, what is it, open closes in March. It starts, what, in January, closes in March, couple nights a week. And actually, we were talking at breakfast this morning, and Linda Miranowski was, she went there last night, yeah. and they had pot roast, and phenomenal. And I liked when Chef said that in a restaurant business, you make a lot of money off the alcohol. So he's teaching the students that, you know, that is a big component, and that you need
that's
in
your
restaurant.
Big cog in the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware of how much goes into it, but I was kind of astounded by that.
He said figures, but, you know, yeah. give or take, I would be way off that ballpark if I tried to guess. But, you know, they put in they talked about that non-alcoholic bar, and that they would card you. But, you know, I have to get that experience, and I just need to slow down a little bit.
It is a great experience.
Have you been out there?
Yes, I have. And I would recommend that to anybody. Highly recommend that.
And you
to
have
anybody.
To have reservations.
Yes, you do.
So,
but it's done so professionally because that's what they're instructing, that's what they're teaching, and the follow through. I mean, they spot on.
You know, and we were talking at our table after, you know, he got done talking. I said, you know, I wouldn't mind taking a class. And then the conversation went, we should have them come and cook in our kitchen for our kitchen staff.
Here we go. This is a Terry Anderson I know and love.
So,
it's like,
you know, it's just the wheels are turning. Yeah. And so just it was just the chatter, the talk. And, you know, I looked around the room. And so I said to Annette, who's an ambassador, she said there were over 250 people there.
Yeah. Good crowd.
Oh,
very good crowd.
Fantastic, amazing. And
one of my favorite awards, Terry, the one that I really enjoyed too, was the customer service going to Farm City.
Oh, yes.
Decades of great customer service over there with Don and Kelly and their whole crew. That one really made me happy to see.
And you know, we have a new EVS gentleman, and he said, "Yep, I can contest to that."
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, they take such good care of you. And just a testament to decades of what they've done over there too. No, right. I just thought
they have everything in that store,
right?
And so willing to help you when you walk in.
And that's the thing. And Kelly, till you know, he's co-hosted with me a couple of times. He says, "I'm kind of a problem solver. People come in and say, 'I got a problem with this,'
yes.
And he said, 'I'm not going to rest until I figure out how to solve that problem.' And you know that." Customer service too,
right?
And that again butts up against what you're doing too. You know, if there's an issue, you and your staff out there, CHI, you're going to figure out a way to take care of it.
Absolutely,
I love
so
that.
We just tie it all together,
right? It is a good tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. So,
what was your highlight?
My highlight. My highlight was just actually seeing the wide range of things that we have here. From our nonprofits to, you know, a lot of the ambassadors to the food we were eating to just having that kind of that sort of business, very casual business professional fellowship was great to me, you know.
So. And the highlight of the events like the Chalk Fest, and they got the Senex Award.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just they tied it all in. It was a beautiful program. It was. I enjoyed it tremendously, and so did the team that was at my table.
I love hearing that.
Yeah,
I love hearing that.
So you there was nothing that I could bring up about St. Francis because that has just been the highlight
right.
for the week.
Well, so. And we were nominated too. We were in we're in business, but I always like to say we're kind of like the Susan Lucci of the business awards. We always get nominated, but there's so many other great businesses, and it went to our friends at Red River Communications. I couldn't be happier for them. You know, because I've seen what they've done, too. So, yeah, just forward movement, I guess, was the highlight for me. And just when somebody sits down and says, here's how we're moving forward, and you actually get to hear it, and you realize it, and you go, this is a very good thing.
So. You know, and I was feeling a little guilty because, you know, like, I could go on the chamber and I can read it. I do get the calendar, and I don't take the time. So being invited, having that banquet, and sitting there listening, it was heartwarming.
Yeah. And again, they'll never admit it, but Katie and Jordan. Kudos,
I know.
Kudos. Katie
they
and
did
Jordan.
A fantastic.
They're,
job.
They are our secret weapons here.
So,
in
thank
Chicago.
You, Katie and Jordan. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Right.
Right.
What are we talking next week?
You know, I was going to have Dr. Brightman stop by. You know, he's trying really hard to get services in the community that are a need. And like I said last week, he was shocked when he heard that there's such a wait if you're going to go and have a colonoscopy up in the, you know, Twin Cities, the Fargo area,
mm-hmm.
and that he would really like to tap in so nobody has to wait for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that actor just passed away with some colon cancer at a young age. Mm-hmm. And so I told him I'd put some statistics together and put that out there. So, hey, anybody out there that, you know, you're waiting for your colonoscopy, even though your primary's not with us, we're here to help out, get that results, you know, as fast as we can.
Get it done quicker, yes, yes.
And keep us healthy.
Yeah,
that's
without
the main
a doubt.
Thing.
That's your job.
That's my job.
Terry
yeah.
Anderson.
Thank
great
you,
to
Bill.
Talk with you, as
absolutely.
Always. And stay warm. We'll talk again next
okay.
Friday, okay?
Have a great weekend,
you
Bill.
Have a better one here. Okay, 9:33 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450.